Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the News and Focus program. Pastor Sean looking at Wisconsin Sheriff urges residents to arm themselves, published by FoxNews.com, published January 27, 2011. A sheriff who released a radio ad urging Milwaukee area residents to learn to handle firearms so they can defend themselves while waiting for police said Friday that law enforcement cutbacks have changed the way police can respond to crime. In a 30-second commercial, Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark Jr. says personal safety is no longer a spectator sport. I need you in the game, he says. With officers laid off and furloughed, simply calling 911 and waiting is no longer your best option. You can beg for mercy from a violent criminal, hide under your bed, or you can fight back. Consider taking a certified safety course in handling a firearm so you can defend yourself until we get there. The ad has generated sharp criticism from other area officials and anti-violence advocates. The president of the Milwaukee Deputy Sheriff's Association, Roy Felber, said it sounded like a call to vigilantism. That doesn't sound too smart, Felber said. People have a right to defend themselves, but they don't have the right to take the law into their own hands. Under Wisconsin's Castle Doctrine, someone who uses deadly force against an unlawful intruder to their home, business, or vehicle is presumed to have acted reasonably. A spokeswoman for this department, the State Department of Justice, said that as of this week, there are about 155,000 concealed carry permits. Now, of course, concealed carry permits are not necessary to have a firearm in your home. And so that number does not really relate particularly to the article, because the article is talking in particular to defending your home. We can't get there is what he says. Your best option, protecting your stuff, etc. So maybe the sheriff's talking about walking the streets of Milwaukee, but maybe he's talking in particular about defending your home. In an interview with the Associated Press, Clark said he just wants people to know that what their options are. While self-defense isn't for everybody, some people see personal safety as their own responsibility, he said, and they should be trained properly. I'm not telling you, hey, pick up your gun and blast away. People need to know what they're doing if they choose that method to defend themselves. But he also said he wanted to call on residents to be law enforcement partners. He said he could either whine about budget cuts that forced him to lay off 48 deputies last year, or he could get creative. People are responsible to play a role in their own safety with the help of law enforcement. I'm here to do my part, but we have fewer and fewer resources. We're not omnipresent, and we have to stop giving people that impression. After sitting down and thinking about this, I'm thinking, hey, I've got an untapped reserve here, and it's the public. Well, let me just pause for a minute and give you a little bit of reaction, see what you think out there. And I know that the listening audience will be quite divided on this issue. But number one, I want to speak to the idea of what would happen if we knew, if a robber knew, if the general population knew that in a particular city or in a particular state that the greater propensity of residents were armed, that they were armed, that they were armed and trained, armed, trained, and willing to use their firearm. Would the percentage of crimes, burglaries, and those things go up or down in such a city? Well, I believe studies have been done and have demonstrated that in those cities and in those states where there is a greater chance of encountering a homeowner that is well equipped and is not afraid of using that firearm, that the number of crimes goes down. Number two, I want you to think about this idea. I wonder to what degree, if we could speed justice up a bit in America, if we could make the time between when you're found guilty and executed, or the time between when you are found, you're arrested and convicted, if we could speed that up a little bit. I wonder how those two things combined would make a difference. I wonder why the American public, most especially the liberal media, is having such a fit with the reality that there is less and less money available for police and law enforcement, and it may be necessary for you to defend yourself. Now, I want you to pause for just a minute and think about how far America has come or how far America has changed. There was a day and there was a time in the history of America where we understood that if we were going to defend ourselves, it would be us, that there wasn't anyone else that was going to protect us. Let me say that maybe a little bit better. And we understood that if we were to protect our family, it was our responsibility. There wasn't anyone else that was going to protect us, whether that be from robbers or whether that be from those that sought to do us harm. It really doesn't matter. We understood that we were going out west or we were exploring new territories, and there would not be a 911 station, and there would not be a phone call to make, and there would not be an officer to rush to our defense. And I and my wife did not know how to use the shotgun or the rifle or the musket or whatever the piece of a weapon was at that given time, then there was a greater chance that we would be victims instead of inflicting violence upon those that were attempting to harm us in order to protect ourselves. And it's really interesting when you consider how far America has strayed from all means of analysis, that which made it a strong nation. There was a degree to which this self-reliance was an exceptionally productive thing for the future of America. And we have drifted so far away from self-reliance. And those that are criticizing this sheriff want big governments to do it all. Big governments to protect and big government to watch over and big government to be large enough to protect. And not just to protect, but to provide a giant safety net for all who don't want to work or won't work, and it just doesn't stop. And to provide national health care and to provide unemployment to nearly no end, and to provide contraceptives and to provide food and to provide, and it just keeps on going, subsidies for milk and subsidies for coal and subsidies for green energy. And it is as though we are forgetting that there is a limited amount of money, and that there's a limited amount of money that can be given for 911 and medical response and police response and fire response. And it may be that there is a day coming because of the degree to which the potential economic collapse is right around the corner, that every single citizen needs to be armed and equipped to defend what is rightfully theirs from those who would seek to take it. Now, reconciling this with Christ's commandments to give and give and give is exceptionally difficult. But I don't believe that I am ignoring Christ's commandment to turn the other cheek by attempting to protect my family from those who seek to do it harm, seek to do my family harm. Nor do I think that this makes me a dirty, hairy type, which is precisely how the Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett referred to the sheriff. Apparently, Sheriff David Clark is auditioning for the next Dirty Harry movie, to which the sheriff said that he actually had never seen a Dirty Harry movie. Well, what do you think? Post your comments directly to this podcast, and thanks for listening.